Time now for your letters. Tony Staley of Green Bay, Wisconsin, thanked us for a recent story in Oregon, Oregon, about a musical written by Stan Freberg, commemorating the founding of the state 150 years ago. I was in the third grade when Oregon turned 100, he writes. I remember the beards, other celebrations, and the Freberg musical, though in recent years, I wondered if that musical was all in my imagination. Thank you for proof that I haven't completely lost it yet. What a delight to hear it again. Now, listeners bombarded our inbox and website after hearing Barbara Bradley Haggerty's story about conservative Christian filmmakers. Thomas Wilson of Tallahassee, Florida writes, I am a Christian who's worked in the secular entertainment industry. I appreciate the recent surge in Christian filmmaking. However, bad acting, bad editing, poorly written scripts, and overly simplistic attitudes often permeate these works. Until quality rises, I will continue to support the mainstream, choosing intelligent, uplifting stories over Drick. Tom Berquist of Rochester, Minnesota, objected to the description of Fireproof, one of the Christian films, as, quote, a movie you've probably never heard of. He writes, this only reinforces the perception that your reporting is biased and out of touch with large segments of the population. In fact, everyone I know has heard of the movie Fireproof, and most have seen it at least once, for the same reason that people attend other movies. It is a very good movie about real-life issues which people can directly relate to. Now, a correction. A story we aired last week about Mexican wines alluded to worms in tequila. Mark Pippinger of El Dorado, Arkansas, points out that mezcal, not tequila, is the drink with the worm. They are both derived from the agave plant, but tequila has to be from the state of tequila, and mezcal is smoked, like chipotle. Dozens of you have taken us up on our offer to share your stories and photos of Barbie. That little doll turns 50 this year, and you can read those recollections at our blog, npr.org/soapbox. You can see photos on Flickr. And tomorrow, I'll be filling in for Leanne Hansen on Weekend Edition Sunday, and I'll be speaking to Robin Gerber, author of Barbie and Ruth, the story of the world's most famous doll and the woman who created her. More to the point, I'm going to talk to 2 9-year-old girls about Barbie. You can write us about Barbie or anything else by visiting our Soapbox blog or going to npr.org and clicking on the Contact Us link. Please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, where I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.